This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. For many of us who may be trying to complete a project or a task we're not quite sure how to do, the answer can be found on YouTube. And now that's the place you can go if you have questions about services from the St. Lucie County Tax Collector's Office as well.
Transferring a title for an out-of-state vehicle, with or without a lien, is simple. First,
Karen Smith is Communications Director for the St. Lucie County Tax Collector's Office.
We have a new video series tutorial online for a lot of our different services, so that if you have any questions about what you need to do for the different things that we offer, there's videos now to show you exactly what you need to do.
And so what do those videos cover?
We offer so many services here. We used to just take taxes back in the day, and then we merged with the DMV a few years ago. It was right around the time that Chris actually took office.
Chris being St. Lucie County Tax Collector Chris Kraft.
A lot of people think that the DMV is still separate, and it's not. It's actually part of the Tax Collector's Office. So several of the videos address different things that we do that are DMV related, because it is kind of intricate sometimes when you're dealing with titles to cars and coming from different states and those kind of things. If you're changing your driver's license and if it's expired and you're out of state, those kind of things. So these videos just kind of explain their how-to. Okay, so you're coming into our office to do this. This is what you'll need to bring. These are the forms that you might need, and they point you to the right place online to find them and tell you, what you need to bring so that you're not making multiple trips.
For example, if you're transferring a title from an out-of-state vehicle.
Both the buyer and seller must execute and complete the seller and buyer sections of the title and provide a personal ID to sign the new title application. If the vehicle has been owned for less than 6 months, a bill of sale will also be required. You must bring a VIN verification done on a Florida Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle Form 82042. You can download the form from the Florida DHSMV website.
And you can now add this to the seemingly never-ending things you can learn how to do on YouTube. Smith says it only makes sense.
Video is king right now, and that's not going to change. So we know that people don't really want to read. They want to watch a video. Like you said, YouTube is where everybody goes. So we decided we wanted to do really quick, easy videos that people can watch in a minute or less to find out what they need to know. So that's what these are. Right now we have 10. We're actually expanding it. So our goal is pretty much anything that you come in to do, you could watch a really quick video and find out everything you need to know before you come in.
But don't worry if you're not a YouTube or even a computer person. Smith says you'll still have full access to the services of the office.
Absolutely. We have a call center. So we have a lot of people calling in asking questions. And so they're always available to answer questions on the phone. We also have our video series, and then we have our website too. So we have a lot of different places that people can get answers to questions.
You can also visit the tax collector's offices in person. There are locations in Fort Pierce in the St. Lucie County Administration Building on Virginia Avenue, in Port St. Lucie on Southeast Walton Road, and Smith says soon on Southwest Village Parkway in Tradition.
Right now, we have a Fort Pierce office and one on the east side of Port St. Lucie. So this will be on the west side of Port St. Lucie in Tradition. So that pretty much gives us the trifecta of offices in the county. The new one is actually within a 10-mile radius of 75% of the population. So we feel like with all three of these offices, we are conveniently located for pretty much anybody in the county. So if you do have to come see us, one of the three places should be convenient for you.
If you'd like to check out the videos, we'll have a link on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.